All right, good people, I'd like to welcome you back to Oh, Let's Talk About It. Before we get into today's conversation, take a moment to hit that subscribe button so you can get the notifications for the conversations. You know, whenever I drop a podcast or whatever content I drop, you'll be notified so that you can check it out and enjoy it, agree with it, disagree with it, whatever the case may be. Hit that subscribe button. And also, don't forget, if you enjoy the content, hit that thumbs up button. That helps the algorithm. Now, today, I'm coming back to you because I like to finish what I start. A few months ago, I started the series on the five love languages. And I've previously covered words of affirmation, quality time, and physical touch. You know, and then life happens. Things go on and you kind of get distracted from certain things. And I never want to put out content where I'm not present. I don't want to just get up here and recite some information or read some information that I've Googled and not really be present while I'm doing it. So I didn't finish right away. I said, let me take some time off. I'm not feeling this right now. But I'm back because of different things I've encountered, different people I've encountered, different experiences. I'm back and I'm more connected to what I'm about to say. Oh, okay, so, and if you see me wiping my forehead a little bit, it's a little warm, but I'm cool, all right? Okay, so I'm back today with number four, and I don't even know if these are in the particular order that they were originally listed, but I'm back with receiving gifts. Okay, receiving gifts, number four. Now, for some, this can be the most confusing of the five love languages, because when you hear receiving gifts, if you're the one being told that my top love language is receiving gifts, then you may automatically assume that it means like expensive gifts, high value, high dollar gifts, cars, jewelry, designer bags and clothes, when in actuality that may not be the case. You know, from what I've observed and from what I've read and studied, receiving gifts is more about you being thoughtful. It's about mindfulness. It's about being present and paying attention. It's about being aware and observing the person that you're dating or married to. Okay, for instance, you all might be in a store. You know, you might say, let's go to the mall. We're just going to walk around, spend some time, walk in a few stores. We might shop. We might just window shop, eat at a restaurant in the mall or whatever. But the most important part is one of the love languages, spending quality time. So as you're walking through the mall, you know, hand around her waist, you know, maybe her hand, wherever her hand might be, she might like to be a meat grabber. You never know. Shout out. You all walking through the mall, taking your time. You might venture up into maybe Victoria's Secret. You know, you browsing around, she's looking at things, looking at different sets, might have some of their perfume and things in there. Let me check this out. Then she might see a particular set that she likes, but, you know, adjusting browsing, that's nice. And she's just in the moment, she's not saying that to infer that that's nice, bad is for me. She just, that's nice. Right there, ding, ding, ding. You should either make a mental note or pull your phone out as if you're texting your auntie or your kids, whoever, and put that in your notes section. She likes this particular set. It's probably not that expensive. Don't cost a whole lot, but she likes this set. Or you go in, say, Sephora or something, you know. Whether she's into the makeup part, me, I go in there to smell the fragrance because I'm a fragrance head. You know, she might be smelling some of the perfumes in there. It might be some Jo Malone or, you know, some Margiela, whatever it might be, some Hermes, whatever she might want to check out. Jimmy Choo, I Want You. Yeah, she might like that one. And, you know, you're smelling, checking things out. She might look at a few things in the makeup section, goes over, sprays a little perfume on a sample car, smells like, I like that. But she's just in a moment. She's not saying, I like that. Get that for me. She just likes how it smells. And you all continue on with your day. Right there. Ding, ding, ding. Make a mental note or you better click, click, click. Put it in your phone. You know, to come back to it a later time. You know. What that does is, okay, what that does is it shows that you're listening. It shows that you're paying attention to your partner, to the smallest things that may be considered minuscule, you know. Like you said, it was just something in that moment. It wasn't meant to carry on or be manipulative or whatever. It was just something that was observed and done in that moment. But you saw the value in that because you know that their main love language is receiving gifts. So how dope would it be, okay, you go back or you order or go back to the store and say, okay, let me get that bottle of that Jimmy Choo I want you right there. And let me, you know, I wrap it up or whatever. And let's say you leave it in her car seat one day before she's about to go to work. You don't say nothing to her. After you fill the car up with gas, you do that, leave it in her car seat. She comes out to go to work. Boom, that fragrance she just smelt in the store wasn't probably even really thinking about it anymore. It's right there for her. It's not that expensive. And it shows her that you were listening. He was paying attention. Let me give him some coochie. You know, because the truth is, some women, and I'm speaking as a man to women because I'm a man that dates women, you know, but you can take this and apply it to whatever. You could be woman, man, woman, woman, man, man. Ain't me to judge. I like women. But truth is, a lot of women don't necessarily care about all the name brands and the high dollar value items. They'll accept them. They'll receive them. But that might not be what get the juices flowing, you know. Some women might be more into the cultural things and that may catch their attention. They're more connected culturally. They may appreciate things like a handmade garment from Ghana or something to that effect. That may be something that gets them going instead of buying the, you know, which you most of y'all can't. You can't afford no Birkin bag. I can't either. But I'm just using it for an example since you hear it in the rap songs. Instead of stressing yourself out trying to buy a Birkin or a Louis or whatever bag that might be the popping thing now, realize what she actually likes. Because you could go spend all that money on that bag and, yeah, she going to carry it, but her heart still wants the other thing. Yeah, this is a nice trinket. Let me show my friends. But the one she values is over here. Okay, so what's the difference? Because some may still be confused and think that that's a materialistic woman versus one that appreciates the receiving of gifts. Because they can kind of look the same if you're not more educated and aware of what you're looking at. I believe, and I could be wrong, but I believe the materialistic person is more concerned about the name, the dollar amount spent. What designer brand was this? What car is that? We eating where? It's all about the name brand so that I can show my associates and peers that I have these name brands. I'm dope because I got the Louis. I got the red bottoms. I got the new J's. I got the this. I have that. I have the new whatever Benz that came out. Whatever the case may be. So as their mate, you're always having to invest in and look for those high dollar items, not so much because they appreciate the item, but they appreciate the name, as opposed to someone who appreciates the thought that was put into buying the item. Not so much what the item was, but that you were paying attention when they saw a particular item. You could have been in five and below. And she saw a nice phone case, like one that different than the one she had. Like, that's cute. But she just wasn't thinking about buying it. Not that she didn't have the money, but, oh, that's cute. And y'all just keep it moving. Ding, ding, ding. Make a note or go ahead and grab it right then and say, baby, I'll get it for you. Simple things like that. It's not all about balling out and showing off and proving somebody I got this. Oh, I got the nice watch. I got the chain. It's not about that. That's materialistic. You know, you listen, you pay attention, and you move accordingly. A phrase I've been hearing more and more lately is mindfulness. is you're present in those moments with your mate. There should be no reason where you're with a person. I don't care how many years you're with them. When you say, how do you buy something for somebody that got everything? You listen. Yeah, they might have all the bigger things, the big toolbox if it's a man, the big jewelry box or whatever. You renovated the closet. It could be to that extreme. But if every day you all are communicating and you're listening, they're giving it to you. Just in regular conversation. Like I say, not for no manipulation, but they're just giving it to you. Let me take a drink of water. A little lime water. Yeah, that was refreshing. I'm back. You know, but like, as I said, you're paying attention throughout each day, throughout each moment. It could be while you're laying in the bed, watching TV and something could come up. You're in that moment. You're present. You're not so caught up in what's going on in the world and this and that and things outside the house and what's on YouTube, what's on TV, what's on HBO Max. No, when they're talking, you're actually listening. They'll give it to you. And it won't be as complicated as you think if you're actually in the moment. And if you're just on your own type of time, yeah, you'll tell yourself, oh, they all about money. They want me to buy this and that. They want me to do this. Shut up. Tell self, shut up. Hey, self, shut up. And let them talk. They'll tell you. And it really won't be as complicated as you think. So that was brief, but I hope it was straight to the point. And that's number 4 of the 5 love languages. As I said, I've already covered, you know, words of affirmation, quality time, physical touch, and now receiving gifts. I hope that this is making some type of difference, or at least giving you something to think about, something to have conversations about, hopefully improving the situation that you're in or that you hope to go into. You have a better mindset about it, you know. If you've taken the time to stop through, I appreciate that. If you've been here before and haven't hit the subscribe button, or if you're new here and haven't hit the subscribe button, please hit the subscribe button. Join along for the conversations. And I will be back directly with part 5. I have something else I'm contemplating doing, is because that'll be the opposite side of this, but I'm not sure just yet. But I'll definitely be back with part 5 very soon. I won't keep you waiting, and you'll have the whole collection of the 5 love languages from the King Crawley Network. I appreciate you taking the time to watch. Come back to me soon. I'll be back to you soon. Peace. We'll